Good morning to you, 90-333-105. He's doing TV, and if he does TV, we'll grab him by the lapels and say, "Hi, boy, come in here and have a yarn with us." Derek Ryan. Derek, good morning.
Good morning. How are things?
All good. I'll move you back slightly from that microphone.
No problem. You're
just looking like as if you're ready for telly. You're going to be with Pamela tonight, is that right?
I am indeed, yeah.
Yeah, out and about. Tell me about the Fintana Jamboree, because I've heard about these jamborees that are being done, like sort of big-time music events, and there are more and more of them, thankfully. Right across the support for them. But this one's on top of us, isn't it, coming up?
Yeah,
now?
It's this weekend. Yeah, it's amazing. We've been doing it now for the last few years, and it's in the Ecclesville Equestrian Centre in Fintana, and just amazing buzz. You know, great crowd. Everyone's there with their all kitted out. You know, but it's a jamboree in every sense. But you know, all the known acts are there, so all the big names are there, and really looking forward to it. It's always a highlight of our year, you know.
I was just noticing there on UTV Live on Pamela's programme the other week, they were interviewing Maeve Farrell, one of the new up-and-coming singers, who's also a jive teacher.
Yes.
And she's teaching people. She's very young.
Was she teaching you to jive?
I'm trying to pluck up the courage to go to learn to jive. I want to do this. No better woman than Maeve for... instructing people. But she is so young, and those who are along with her, who are learning and who are also indeed involved in the tuition, are young. The whole country thing is coming back big time.
Yeah, jiving. I mean, there isn't a town, you know, that there isn't jiving classes, you know, for kids or in halls or hotels, you know. And we see it, you know. We also have, I suppose, as well as the dances, we also have the concerts, you know, which cater for the kids coming along to the gigs as well. So all generations, you know, the appeal of country music is just so diverse at the moment, which is fantastic for us, obviously. So.
And what does it mean to you to actually go across? It's one thing to do Fintana and to be doing that. You're doing the SSE Arena, I think, later in the year as well.
Yes, we are indeed, yeah.
I saw publicity about that recently. But to seriously go to Nashville and to be involved across there.
Yeah, I mean, actually, funny enough, I'm going to Nashville in a couple of weeks. I have... some big co-writes over there, big hitters, you know. So it's another challenge for me to write with the top writers in the world, you know, in Nashville. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's amazing. I recorded my This Is Me album over there. I worked with a guy called Jeff Balding, who was nominated for a Grammy for previous albums, you know. So it's just an amazing experience. But, you know, I'm a big fan of the country music we have here as well. So it's trying to find that balance, I suppose, between what we do here and not sounding too much like you want to be American, you know. So it's, but yeah, no, I love both sides of it, you know.
Now, I've touched on this with you before. You had the pop career in the early days. You're still so young, but you were on that pop scene, on Top of the Pops and whatever. So you can obviously sing those songs and do those covers. Mm. But are you ever tempted to bring too much of that into what is a country event when people are going and they want to hear country classics from country stars?
No, I suppose, you know, my dad was in a band as well, and he always just told me, you know, you should, you know, you try your best to place the crowd that's in front of you, you know. So I'm my musical director, I must be a nightmare for him, because I do call a set different nights, you know. So depending on what we're doing, you know, we do acoustic concerts, we do outdoor festivals, we do Fintana, we do theatres, we do dances, you know. So as I say, the range of gigs, you know, you have to be pretty diverse what you do, you know. But I do, I suppose, country versions of some pop songs, but in general it's my own material, which I've recorded, you know. So again, it's finding the balance and seeing what people want to hear, really, you know.
This SSE Arena one's coming up later. It's called the Farmer's Bash. And when I saw that was happening in the, you know, the setting in Belfast, down in the docks, you know,
yes,
the farmers want to come next or near what used to be called the Odyssey. They probably do if the right acts are on the stage.
Well, you know, it's amazing, really. If you told me, like, when I started out maybe 4 or 5 years ago that I'd be playing the SSC Arena of country music, you know, I would have probably, well, I wouldn't have believed you for one anyway, you know. But so it's amazing, really. But I suppose, you know, it's no different, really. Fintan is a big setup this weekend as well, you know. So we're well used to the,
but I can imagine
the
country music people, farming people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
People like myself
taking over the city.
No, I can imagine them being in Fintan. I'm not so sure they're going to be down near Harland.
Always take it over, don't you worry.
And there's no reason why people from the bigger cities can't embrace this.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we played the Ulster Hall earlier on in the year, and there was a lot of people here from Belfast at the gig, you know. And that was a night to remember as well. So you know, there's no difference really. It's just a bigger scale, I suppose, you know.
So I think we're on Facebook Live as we speak, as we often are, and you've no doubt a huge following, as our Facebook page would
hear. You put your makeup on this morning.
You 105, always prepared. I've also seen a TV producer who's looking after Pamela's show, mad keen to take you to our makeup department. Not that you can't improve on perfection. Derek, always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks,
dropping by.
Thanks, Frank.
Continued success. And you're playing the Slieve Donard Hotel as well. That's a big event, 29th of June.
Yeah, 29th of June. We're doing a series of summer concerts, which we it's probably a first for us as well. So we're looking forward to the Slieve Donard. We're doing all the kind of seaside resorts, so it's great to get back to Newcastle there. So the 29th of June.
It's always a good venue for a big night out, 29th of June. The Slieve Donard, you can get your tickets for that one. Also, let's have a tune from the man in the big picture.